Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, if you didn't listen to Monday's podcast, I give you a little task, or the task that I'm doing the next 30 days, which is presence. And I want to talk a little bit deeper around thoughts. My first podcast was Thoughts Become Things. And I think about myself 7 years ago when I was articulating that, like I had an understanding of thoughts become things, but I still was so lost and still so broken and such a broken little boy who always needed edification. And there's been a massive healing process over the past 7 years. And now I'm really starting to understand, not understand at a deep level, who I am, why I'm here, and what I can do within this current reality with my special gift, right? I want to talk a little bit deeper around thoughts, right? And I'm going to use some biblical terms because I've really gotten deep into the biblical aspects and the looking at the Bible as the greatest book ever written of humanity and the synthesis of humanity and the creation of humanity and a living, breathing book, not a history book, not a fairy tale, but a great story of humanity and where they put these stories in a context and storytelling so that they could help you attach to it. And it's all hidden in plain sight, guys. There's nothing hidden from you. Everybody's like, these elites are hiding the secrets. No, they're not. They are not hiding it from you, guys. That is not true. You've been lied to. It says that the path to the light difficult, so the weak and weary will not follow. When you say this, is going to offend some of you guys. When you say the elites are hiding things from you, that means you're weak and that means you're weary. If you're weak and weary and complaining about the 1% and they're controlling me, nobody's controlling you. That's the trick. They literally have you tricked. It's hidden right in front of you, all over the Bible. All over the Bible. And we are blaming the 1% for controlling us through media. Yes, they do that. Yes, they do use media. Yes, they do use television, tell you a vision. They channel, favorite channel information into, and they program, favorite program show. Yes, they do that because they know. They know that if they do that, it'll keep you weak and weary so you will not find what's hidden in plain sight. It's that simple. There's so many representations of how powerful, powerful thought is. And the greatest story ever, what Moses was actually doing. Think about this. Have you ever seen someone part the Red Sea? No? Have you? Have you ever seen a man or woman on earth turn a snake into a staff? Have you? I haven't. Have you ever seen a man ascend up a mountain and see God at the top of the mountain? I haven't. Have you ever seen a man bring people through the Red Sea? It collapses and then they go in the desert and then snakes come out. Have you seen snakes come out of the sky to bite people? I haven't. But what I have seen though in my own life is just like Moses, I have mastered the energy centers within my body, the snakes, the lower carnal mind, the broken little boy. The anger, the jealousy, the blaming the world. And I started to master those centers within my body. And then when I started to master thought, Thoth, the beginning, consciousness, God, then I started to ascend up the mountain. I heaved up into my higher realm. I started decalcify my pineal gland. Jacob saw God face to face. He called it pineal. He fell asleep on the sacrum. He closed his eyes. He saw a ladder going up and down. God was at the top, the spine, the ladder, the kundalini, Adam and Eve, the snake, the apple, wisdom, all these guys, it's all there for you. It's hidden in plain sight. So he goes to the top of the mountain, Moses. He sees an acacia bush. DMT comes off the acacia bush. He gets, who knows, maybe had a psychedelic experience. Who knows? But he ascends up this mountain. He sees God, tells him his iniquities. He masters the kundalini within himself. Let's call him energy centers. He gives him a staff, boom, because he mastered. His spine is straight. His chest is proud. And what does God tell him in the Bible? From here on out, my name is, listen to my voice right now. He said, my name is the great I am. The great I am. Telling you right there in that story who God is. He is all. He is nothing. He is no thing. He is not something you can find. He's not something you need to chase. He is everything and nothing. And there has always been and always will be, because God is the great I am. God is always creating. God is always expanding. God is always growing through you. How does God know that he is perfect, or it is perfect, or all things? He has to transmute energy through the physical body to come into imperfection, to master the imperfection, to go back to perfection and recreate again. And it's happening over and over and over again. And we're arguing, Catholic, Jehovah Witness, Church of Latter-day Saints, and all these physical beings think they have it figured out, that they are greater than, they don't realize that they're battling against God. It's your thoughts. It's you. Because before the mind was consciousness. And in the beginning was the Word. The Word was good. The Word was God. It was a vibrational frequency. Yahweh. On the sixth day, on the seventh day, he rested. The seven energy centers. He mastered the 6 days. Boom. On the seventh day, he rested. His crown rose. He went back into perfection and came back down to experience through you. Nobody's fucking stopping you from being great. Nobody's stopping you from being wealthy. Nobody's stopping you from being healthy. It's you against you. It's a zero-sum game, and you are undefeated. Everything happening within your physical reality is coming from the great I am that God gave you permission to embody. Jesus told you, you're made in the likeness of Him. Isn't it written that you're king? Seeking you will find. Finding you'll be dismayed. Once you're dismayed, you'll be astonished. You'll be disturbed, and then you'll realize that you are the king. Jesus said that in the book of Thomas. They removed that from the Bible. Why? I don't know. I haven't seen people rip apart the Red Sea before. I haven't seen snakes come from the sky. You know, I haven't seen anybody walk on water, but I have seen people ascend the physical plane to a high level of consciousness above the firmament, the brain, the water, and stand on water and teach other people to step out of the boat with confidence. And once they lost faith, they start to sink. Whoa, wow. Jesus was standing on water. They're in the boat. They're casting their nets to the left hemisphere of the brain. He says, psh, hey, cast your nets to the right. That's God's consciousness. Everything's on the right in the Bible. The right hand of God, the right side of the boat. Moses went up and to the right. Must I continue? Jesus was found in the east, on the right. The temples were built on the right. Guys, it's the right hemisphere of your brain. Intuition, creation that brings things into 3D form. Then you become a physical being. At 8 years old, you get a conscious mind. You forget who you are. And this whole time, you're trying to re-remember who you are. And who you are is the great I am. And who you put, what you put behind the words I am, becomes your truth. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Let's go. Love you guys.